I have spent much of my life praying against waves. I have asked God to calm them, shorten them, explain them, and remove them altogether. I have never looked at a wave approaching my life and thought, I hope this one stays a while. I have never welcomed grief, disappointment, uncertainty, loneliness, or loss. I have never thanked God for the things that broke my heart while they were breaking it. When I saw a storm gathering on the horizon, my instinct was always the same. Find shelter, find answers, find a way around it. Surely faith meant avoiding shipwreck. Surely God's goodness was found in smooth sailing. Which is why the words feel so impossible. I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages. For years, I admired that quote from a distance. It sounded beautiful, noble even, but I did not fully understand it. How could anyone kiss a wave? Waves are not gentle things. They interrupt lives. They alter plans. They arrive without permission and leave us standing in places we never intended to be. Some waves are small enough to recover from quickly. Others divide our lives into before and after. Most of us know what that feels like, because there are moments that become markers in our story. We remember who we were before the phone call, before the diagnosis, before the betrayal, before the goodbye, before the prayer that seemed to go unanswered. We remember the person we were before the wave arrived and the person we became after it passed through. In those moments, we are not trying to kiss the wave. We are simply trying to survive it. That is why I have come to believe that spiritual maturity is not found in pretending storms do not hurt. Faith does not require us to call painful things pleasant. Scripture never asks us to celebrate grief, deny disappointment, or ignore loss. Jesus himself wept. The Psalms are filled with cries of confusion, sorrow, and longing. God has never demanded that we smile through heartbreak. What he invites us to do is trust him within it. There is a profound difference between pretending a storm does not hurt and trusting God while it does. For a long time, I thought the greatest evidence of God's faithfulness would be his willingness to remove the wave. I believed peace would arrive when the storm ended, when the answer came, when the burden lifted, when life finally returned to what I thought it should be. Yet looking back now, I can see how often God was doing something deeper than I understood. While I was focused on escaping the storm, he was focused on drawing me closer to himself. While I was asking him to change my circumstances, he was quietly transforming my heart. What I could not see while fighting the wave was where it was carrying me. The wave was never moving without God's awareness. It was never beyond his reach. It was never stronger than his purposes. Even when I could not trace his hand, he had not lost sight of me. Even when I felt abandoned, he was present. Even when I questioned what he was doing, he remained faithful. Time has a way of revealing what pain conceals. There are seasons I would erase if given the chance. Not revise, not soften, but erase. Seasons that arrived carrying losses I never wanted and questions I could not answer. Seasons when I felt as though life had been split in two, leaving me to navigate a landscape I did not recognize. Yet when I look back now, I can see traces of God's faithfulness in places where I once saw only absence. I can see his provision in seasons that felt empty. I can see his presence in moments that felt lonely. I can see his hand holding together things I was certain were falling apart. Most of all, I can see how those waves drove me toward Christ. Not because the pain itself was good, not because the loss was necessary, not because suffering is something to be desired. Rather, the wave stripped away illusions I did not know I was carrying. It exposed the fragile places where I had placed my trust in plans, expectations, timelines, and outcomes. It reminded me that so many of the things I leaned upon were never meant to bear the weight of my soul. When those supports gave way, I found myself reaching for something stronger. In the end, I found myself pressed against the rock, and that is the part of the quote I missed for years. The wave is not the hero of the story. The wave has no power in itself. The wave matters only because of where it throws us. The hero is the rock. The hero is the god who remains unchanged when everything else shifts beneath our feet. The hero is the savior who does not promise a life free from storms, but promises his presence within them. The hero is the one who remains steady when our world feels anything but. The older I get, the more convinced I become that God's greatest gifts are often not the ones I would have chosen. Left to myself, I would choose comfort. I would choose certainty. I would choose predictable roads and easy answers. Yet God, in his wisdom, often offers something better than comfort. He offers himself. And that changes everything, because if Christ is with us, the storm does not have the final word. If Christ is with us, the wave cannot carry us beyond his reach. If Christ is with us, even the chapters we would never choose can become places of transformation rather than destruction. What the enemy intended to wound, God can redeem. What seemed wasted, God can restore. What appeared to be the end of the story can become the beginning of something deeper than we imagined. The cross itself is proof of that truth. What looked like defeat became victory. What appeared lost was redeemed. What seemed final was only the beginning. The scars Christ carries are not reminders of failure, but evidence of redemption. They tell us that God has always been in the business of bringing life from death, hope from despair, and beauty from brokenness. If he can redeem a cross, he can redeem a wave. Perhaps that is why the quote no longer feels impossible to me. I still do not love the waves, and I still would not choose many of them. There are losses I still miss, chapters I would not volunteer to relive, and scars that remain tender when touched. There are moments I still do not fully understand this side of eternity. Yet I can no longer deny what those waves accomplished. They drove me toward Christ. They taught me that his presence is not a consolation prize when life falls apart, but the greatest treasure I possess. They revealed a faithfulness I might never have recognized in calmer waters. They carried me, sometimes willingly and sometimes kicking and screaming, toward the rock that has never once failed me. The wave was never the gift. Christ was. The wave simply carried me to him. And so, with a heart that understands far more than it once did, I am learning, slowly, imperfectly, and sometimes through tears, to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages. Father, when the waves rise around us, remind us that you remain our unshakable rock. When we cannot understand what you are doing, help us trust your heart. When loss, disappointment, or uncertainty threaten to overwhelm us, draw us closer to Christ and teach us to find our refuge in him. Redeem the painful places of our story, strengthen our faith in the storm, and help us see your faithfulness even when the waves are high. Thank you that no storm is stronger than your love, and no wave can carry us beyond your reach. In Jesus' name, amen.